the fund balance.
Then you can buy it.
Ms. Carmen, whenever y'all are ready.
Okay.
Yeah, we're recording.
But I was conservatively budgeted on that savings, so we may have additional 200,000 left over the year. It keeps going to go through and trickle down. I mean, it's just all over the place. So I am hoping for at least 400,000 bill to drive that question.
Well.
400,000, I'm hoping to get 500,000 next year.
After that, which class?
Yeah.
Green glass, I can't see that. Regular glass, I can't see that. All right, let's go. David, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Call this meeting to order.
Do you have an agenda?
The, I do now. Mark is taking a shower. He's a little stinky. He's been out of Riverside Park. He'll be here directly.
He's been working out.
Certify that we do have a quorum. All council members are present. And city secretary. Regular items for discussion and consideration. I'm just gonna call them both, Scotty, since you got them both.
Okay.
3-1, budget, discuss, consider, and or take action on the 10-year capital planning ranking process. And item 3.2, budget, discuss, consider, and or take action on the Vision 2040 strategic planning presentation. All the meeting is yours.
Okay. So I've been trying to use these sessions as a little bit of a input session. So to kind of show you what's out on the long-term radar and then make sure we haven't missed anything. I do want to get your feedback if you like looking out this far for capital projects. We did this last year, and I didn't know if 10 years was too much information or do y'all like having
like
a 10-year outlook, and then we crunch it down to 5. The 5 is the more realistic window, but then, of course, year 1 is what we really put into the budget. And the rest is really a plan, but it's a pretty good plan. But when you get out there for 10 years, there's going to be a lot of movement that happens because maybe a main break or something else happens that ends up throwing it in front of something else.
What do you like?
I'm good with both. It's more of y'all's direction. This is the first time I actually went out 10 years with the council, and I did it last year, and I thought it was pretty good because I was really wanting to understand really where what projects, because I wasn't here, you know, in the past, so I wanted to know if there's something out there we're actually missing, the whole, you know, not on the radar somewhere. And then this year, I have had a little input from the first meeting, but yet I haven't had a whole lot, so I didn't know if this was really worth a lot of, you know, really looking out 10 years or not. Or do y'all like the 5-year window more or less?
I like 10 years.
I like the 10 years.
Yeah, I like 10 years too. Okay. And like you said, kind of crunching it down into the 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I feel more comfortable when I'm coming back to you with the 5 that y'all got to kind of look at all this. And if you didn't have a whole lot, I feel like, well, I probably need a pretty good place to feel like it's time to get it down to your 5-year. And usually I have the 5-year kind of adopted, you know. But the 1 year is the only one that's actually in your hard numbers in your budget.
Yep.
So what I took from the last meeting, I'm just going to recap this a little bit. I was taking a few notes. When we went over streets and sidewalks, I noticed that I kind of forgot to put the Texas Capital Fund Main Street in there. And so that project is going to roll in there. I have added it. Okay. And you don't have this page.
Okay.
I'm just talking. Yeah. I'm just talking out loud from what this was on. This was on your streets and sidewalks one. And actually, I could flip over to that. I don't have a little thing. But the streets and sidewalks... David, can you click on the street and sidewalk?
Yes.
And make sure it's scrolled all the way to the top.
Okay.
So we did roll in Texas Capital Fund kind of in the where the other grants are. And then I have railroad project. That was an input item. And we kind of said, what we did is we put just a little bit of money in there right now for some engineering. You know, it's kind of a first step in engineering.
How much did you put?
I put 25 right now. 25,000. And I have some more built into it. We have a little more cushion in the general fund engineering in streets, in public works, in case we need a little more. But we thought that was probably adequate. And Marla, please, that's an adequate number for right now. Okay. So that's really all I gathered from that last session was just kind of, you know, get something in there for railroad quiet zones, kind of have a category for it. And Also, I knew that I needed to get our Texas Capital Fund in there. So we'll try to, even though we're going out for some, we may not know if we're getting it, we'll go ahead and kind of try to put it in our plan in anticipation and have those projects there.
On the operating budget, what was that increase? It was 124 and it's up to 174. I'm sorry, I missed what you were saying. I heard the grants. I see that they went up to 695.
Yeah, we pulled through our Texas Capital Fund in there. We also have a TxDOT one that'll be rolling through there. That's our sidewalk replacement.
And that's on the operating budget up above that? Because there was an increase of 50,000 over last.
We have the 20, okay. Oh, the, you mean down here?
Yeah, source of funds, number one, operating budget. That was, if you go to 19, it was 124. With the handout you gave us last week.
Sorry. Oh, last time? Okay. So we had the bond proceeds offsetting the street project. We have the grant. Let's see. Oh, no. CDC is $50,000 match for Main Street.
Okay. And that's coming from
operating. Yeah, that's coming from the other sources there, the $50,000. Uh-huh. That, I know that's the match that Main Street is putting in. The city is putting $25,000 out of operating.
Okay.
That's probably added in there. And it's showing up in our operating part. So we added some money there.
Okay.
So when I put that Texas Capital on Main Street, I had to add 75,000 to the bottom. 50 was from CDC.
Had to come from somewhere, yeah.
And then 25 was from the city. That's how that split's gonna happen. And you'll see that in the CDC budget when it comes to you. I saw they did already allocate their match for the Texas Capital Fund Main Street. They're doing 50, we're doing 25. Okay. So from there, I guess I'm gonna go ahead and turn it over to Marla, and we're gonna go to utility. This is in your packet. It should be labeled utility on the top. And she's gonna run through some projects.
All right, yeah, let's let David get it to the top.
I'm getting there.
All right. That's a long one.
Here we go.
Okay, we'll start up with water. Just to start out with, all the projects that were identified in our water plan are identified on this list. So that's why you have so many projects on there. They are not necessarily by priority, but we've looked at them and taken a look at which ones need to be done first. So those are the ones you'll see in 2019. In 2019, we are not doing our valve and fire hydrant and valve rehab program this year. We've been doing that for several years in a row. So we're a little bit farther along with it now. So we're looking at doing it every other year. So you don't see that in this year for 2019.
Do we hit all the fire hydrants?
No, we do not. Okay. This is for replacing inoperable fire hydrants and ones that are leaking or they get damaged. You know, it takes care of those.
Gotcha.
Valves that need to be replaced or new valves put in.
And that 50,000, is that just a number that we use to put in, or is that kind of actual?
We could use more, definitely, because there are more needs out there, but this takes care of the hot topics.
The hot ones, okay.
Yeah, the hot spots. We have a 12-inch new waterline extension up on State Highway 60 North. This is rolling over from last fiscal year. It is in the design phase right now. Urban Engineering is working onto that. So it's not new money. It's just rolling over to this year, and that's why it's shown there.
And that's funded by the bond, the remaining of the bond.
The
$308,000.
Okay.
And where is this in front of?
This is going to be, what is that, that little housing community there, Crystal?
Mm. I'm not sure.
It's north of Grace.
Yeah, it runs from Golden to Kilowatt.
Yeah, Golden to Kilowatt, that section in there. Because we don't have a main line. It kind of goes back behind those houses there, the hotel. And what is that little housing division there?
Is it Bay Breeze?
No.
It's not Bay Breeze. Baybrook.
Baybrook.
The gentleman came and spoke to us about the grant.
Is it Baybrook? No, it's up here on North State Highway 60. It's on the left-hand side of the road, right at Adams Road, just south of Adams Road.
Yeah.
So it's in that area there. The next project we have on there, the 12-inch new waterline extension on State Highway 35 East, that is in hopes of getting the Texas Capital, the EDA grant. So that's why that line item is in there for the $1 million. The next item on there is engineering. We have a 12-inch waterline that runs down 5th Street. It is an old cast iron pipe, and when it busts,
and we have to repair it. All of the east side loses water pressure, everything out Walmart and Chili's and everything out that direction. This water line needs to be replaced, so what we have in the budget for this next year is engineering to figure out how to tackle this monstrous project. Get all the engineering done up front, and we're dividing it up into three phases. And it's pretty big chunks, $750,000, well, all of them about $700,000. So we want to get the engineering done up front and break it up over the next several years to get that project completed.
And that's phase two and phase three underneath that.
Correct. The phase one is just engineering.
Have we identified the hot spots on that, you know, which part of for the phase two, or is that where engineering is going to come in that is?
We all of it was put in basically at the same time. It's
so
all
it's
rotten.
Kind of equally is.
It's all okay. Equally rotten. How about that? It it's going to be a complete
it's
replacement.
It's one big hot topic.
Exactly. We're not going to try to salvage any of it. It's going to be all new. All new. It's a big project. So, like I said, get the engineering done up front, and then we can get
I
a better
idea.
I think
that's important too, because we have a lot of growth out that way too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that line goes from Avenue G all the way to Norvell.
Yes, it's all the way across town.
Oh, that is wow. That is a big line.
Mm-hmm. Big project.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got next on there. Replace water lines in northwest quadrant. Again, this is going to be the area north of 12th Street and west of State Highway 60, our northwest quadrant. The upper limit is pretty well Grace Street. For next year, we're looking at $150,000 for engineering. This would be a complete replacement of lines in that quadrant. There are a lot of undersized lines, very small lines, and it is a hodgepodge of everything in there. So this would be a complete redesign of the system on that quadrant.
And we're expecting growth in that area.
It possibly, because we do have the 50 acres across from the legacy, but we have a lot of very small lines, which leads to low water pressure in that neighborhood. And we're talking half inch lines considered a main, half and three quarter inch lines that run through the middle of a block. And
be lucky you have it.
We have several houses on it, and it just needs to be upgraded.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's a complete redo of that quadrant. So all the engineering would be in year one. And we're hoping that possibly we may get some grants to help with that. We looked at some CDBG grants possibly in that area.
Uh-huh.
So to help us out to fund that project. And then down in Katy, water plant number 3, electrical improvements. That one is already under works, Crystal?
Not yet.
But we need to do the engineering. But that one has been budgeted, and we really need to do that project. That is the only water plant that has all of its electrical exposed to the weather. And in Katy, it's kind of like that 12-inch water line. If Katy goes down, it really affects pressure over on that side of town.
Have we invested anything into that yet? Or is that...
To Katy? No, that would be all next year.
All next year.
Mm-hmm. So that's all of it for next year under water. And like I said, we do have all the other projects that were identified in our water study, but these are the ones that we need to tackle for next year. Any question on the water?
Where's that thing I missed, Carla?
Anything I missed, Crystal?
Go
down. Yeah. Gotta go down. Go up.
On next year, and I know you ask if there's any questions on next year. Are we not looking at anything for 2021?
We have one.
Well, we have a lot of sewer stuff going on too, so we got to look at both. Okay. That's why we got to look at all the projects that are going in both as a whole. That's all impacting the.
I guess I'm just worried about that. The number to the left, 5, 6, and 7. The water line replacement, you know, if we're having those issues, if we hold that 675 off for another year, and if we do the 750 in 2020,
could we move
off another year?
Could that to 2021?
Especially with, and I'm sure we're looking at this, but with the debt that's fallen off in 19.
It just needs to scroll that. It's that one line. That's wastewater.
And Scotty, you may be able to answer why we're skipping that year in 2021 and not moving this project forward. Does it have to do with the debt or the funding of that project that we're looking at?
Well, we have, if you look in, when we're getting out here, we have another $1 million project that Barry was looking at over here in wastewater. That says water, if you're looking at what we're scrolling on the screen. But if you look on page 2 in 2020, now we're fixing to move into wastewater. There's some big projects that Barry thought, you know, maybe need to go in front of some of these other ones. So we're looking at both the water and wastewater at the same time. And then trying to do pay as you go right now.
Okay.
And see what our reserve and our rates and everything can handle right now. So that's kind of why.
Okay. All right. Under the, okay, that's water. Is that water?
No, it is wastewater. Okay. When we scrolled up, it kept that header there, okay. But it's your wastewater.
Okay, so these are our wastewater projects for 2019. Here again, this is the EDA project for the extension of sewer to the east on State Highway 35. That would be EDA grant and partial city funds on that, and that's our big project for wastewater next year. But it, as you mentioned, in 2020, we do have that $1 million project out at the wastewater treatment plant. That would be for rehabilitating the main lift station at the wastewater treatment plant. It needs a complete rebuild, remodel of that lift station, and that is needed to keep the entire city operating and treating our waste. So that's the big project for 2020.
Okay.
And the engineering, we probably start that this year already, but that would fall under our other category for funding, correct, Scotty? The engineering for that wastewater treatment plant, we would probably start that this year already.
Yes.
But it would be pulled from a different pot of money for that.
Right.
We don't foresee, and I know it's, I mean, no emergencies that would require that to be done. I mean, is it on its last leg, or are we thinking that
Crystal.
I wouldn't say on its last leg. It definitely needs to be addressed, but we've got some more years out of it.
Okay.
So, but as long as we get it in the budget and we know
that we're working towards it.
We're gonna be okay.
And on that EDA, I did confirm with Martha, but the project, I'll change these numbers, but the project is actually around $1.2 million for water, $1.2 million for sewer. EDA, we're going to match $400,000, and EDA grant is $2 million. So the total project will be $2.4
million. Okay. Well, and that fund's pretty healthy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, we're actually pulling a big part of the reserve right now to fund all these projects.
Well, what was the reserve requirement we had?
We do 90 days.
On this, on all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we had an excess over that by safely, 1.3, safely, from last year. So we're using that to fund some of these big projects this year, which is good.
Yeah, that's good. What we need.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, that the replaced chemical hoist chlorine sulfur dioxide scales, is that 2020 or should that be next year?
I already have that. It's in an R&M. I put it in R&M section, but I did put that in the budget.
Okay.
We are doing all that.
Okay, I just want to be sure because I thought we were planning on that next year, but it's a different part of the budget.
Yeah. I like that you'll have it all on here, but sometimes at the end I remember reclassing a little bit of it.
I just want to make sure it was in for next year.
It's there though. It's just in the R&M part. And the only other big thing we have is the big Vactor truck that is actually down below there, but it's on your paper for $350,000. Mm-hmm. We have that in the budget, built into the budget right now.
What is a Vactor truck?
That is the truck that we use to
vacuums.
It vacuums the sewer
as well as
pressure to clear the septic, the sewer lines. And we would keep our old Vactor just as a backup. It's not in the best shape, but if we have trouble with the new one or we need two of them at one time, we would have the old one as well. We're not going to trade it in. You really don't get a good trade-in value, and if you try to sell it, on the gov deals, you don't get a whole lot for it. So
it's his Vactor truck and maintenance. Are those two separate items? Is that? I mean, is
oh, we should just say Vactor truck.
Okay.
So I decided to add a new category to the CIP, and that is equipment greater than $200,000 or $250,000. I haven't quite figured out the threshold I want to use, but you know, y'all need to be aware. Real big ticket items are in the, and it was brought up last year by. Councilman Corman about that, about making sure you put the fire truck on the radar, or making sure those big things are shown. So instead of me just having the capital items that I consider capital, like the PD cars, some of those things that I'm just putting in, and I'll go over them during that part of the process, during capital planning, I'm really putting these big, big ticket capital items for you to see. So that's why I have the Vactor truck in here. So I added this category for our capital plan. But it's really the big stuff, real big stuff. That's equipment wise.
That's water and sewer.
That's water and sewer.
That's good.
I'm sorry, I stepped out.
You want to start over?
Start over.
Yeah, can we go back over this sheet? No.
There's not much on this one, as long as we're on water. I mean, sewer.
Wastewater treatment plant.
Yes.
What are we gonna do?
That's the main lift station at the wastewater treatment plant.
Page 2.
Yeah, no filter press?
Belt press has been moved out way into the future in 2026.
Why is that?
Crystal?
Right now, we're maintaining with our dewatering boxes. They're doing what we need. I mean, obviously, we've identified, even in our store model, it was identified we do need the belt press. But I think we have more pressing issues that need to be addressed.
Okay, so it's a priority thing.
Yeah.
I would just point out that belt filter press is, in fact, it's got some cost reduction benefits. In fact, my calculation was it just got about a 7-year payback.
On that amount?
How much?
$1 million?
Million?
No, my estimate was a little bit lower than that. That's not too far.
Oh, really?
I think I had 800,000. Yeah.
Wow.
What really happens is that we get billed by the load, and we put the sludge in the dewatering boxes, and it shrinks. It's dewatering.
Right.
So we end up without a full load, and we still get charged for it. So for whatever it's worth, you said, how far did you put it out to the environment?
It's out in 2026 is where it's been moved to.
I think that's
right
too
now.
Far. You know.
So you think it should be within that five-year plan?
Five-year window.
Yeah. I think we ought to do it this year. But, I mean, you've looked at the priorities, and I really haven't. I honor that. But I would sure move it up.
Where is that
though,
Chris?
And whether we do it or not, I mean, is a...
Four, I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, we're that's practically a medieval way of doing it. Nobody does it that way anymore. Hell, Flash has got a belt filter press. Don't they? So, for whatever it's worth, that's what I think.
Find a grant.
You know, so things can happen, like, you know, we get some CDBG money in there, then we can pull up and start using this money for something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I had to note when you brought it up after I was writing it down. I'm like, we didn't really figure out which ones could possibly be a CDBG in all these projects, but we always go after them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we constantly, do we have to close before we start another?
Now, there is a limit of how many you can get within a period, I do believe so.
Page 2.
I know Texas Capital Fund, yeah, they make us close completely out before we can even apply, I think. But CDBG, I think, still might be different.
2026. Nope.
Anything else for me, Scotty?
Nope.
Yeah, 2026, that's my estimate's right on.
Yeah, add about 200,000 to it.
Well, you know, 2.5%, 3% a year, you inflate it, you can come up with
the cost of waiting.
All sounded good, Marla. All sounded good.
Thank you. Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah.
David, if you'll go to building and improvements, I have another paper in there for building and improvements. So, last 5-year plan, boy, we had a lot of stuff on this schedule. And anyway, a lot of stuff has wiped out since we're doing this tax note. There's a lot of things that we've able to remove from here. For 2019, I still have to plug in, or a note to plug in, $150,000 for the theater. Is that still, because then that's still a good number.
Where are we?
Building and improvements. There's a title, on the top it's titled. Maybe I went out of order. Building and improvements.
She's asking about that number, is that still good?
We have $50,000 for Riverside, and that is in the budget. That's to do the last roof at the, that's the Ranger House. Yeah, the Ranger House. And then we have $150,000 for the Texas Theater, and then we have money in there to relocate the recycling center. And that's a note I still need to get into the general fund budget, but the relocation of that. But that's the grant. Well, the biggest portion of that is the grant.
Yeah.
Is there a piece that's,
there
I can't
is,
remember, we have $25,000 down there.
$25,000 from Stuart Lynn.
That's where you see at the bottom, that's the $25,000.
And then $239,780 is the grant.
Yeah.
$330,728 is the total in the grant application, but that also includes labor, in-kind services, including city labor.
Okay.
So it's a little bit high, but.
Okay.
But it matches the grant application.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we had a lot of other things out here, but since we were able to delete most of them off, so I just have the USO, which we could probably possibly, I'm getting, go ahead and getting a quote on it now just to see what it's gonna cost. I don't know if that's high, but I lowered it from what it was based on what some of the other quotes we've received back from this company that's doing the current ones. And then we have the armory out there still, and the pedestrian ramp at city facilities.
The pedestrian ramp?
Yes, that we used the temporary ramp here at City Hall, looking at doing something permanent there. The library was looking at a pedestrian ramp.
Wheelchair ramp, right.
At their facility as well. And there were a couple of other facilities that were identified at that time to add, make it more accessible. I don't remember which ones they were. I wasn't prepared for that one.
Yeah. We just put this on the radar. That's something that Barry's talked to me about, that these are some things they wanted to do, but we didn't know where it was in priority, so we just kind of have it out there.
Okay.
But we didn't want to lose sight of it, some of these projects. Okay, and then I have one in here called equipment, other than utility or airport, okay? So you're going to have the big ticket items called the equipment. David, if you'll go
okay.
to the net one called equipment.
Okay.
Right to the right. This okay. right there. This just shows the big ticket items greater than 250. Fire truck next year. That's the real big ticket item.
Right?
It says 2020.
I'm sorry, 2020. I meant one more year. Not this budget year, I meant going into, but the following. They will order it though, I hear, with my blessing. I said, yeah, it takes a year. So they're
yeah,
gonna go ahead and secure order that, because it takes so long to get it built, but then we'll actually not be funding it to 2020. I said, just don't make sure that fire truck does not deliver here before
yeah,
October 1st of that year, okay?
The
they promised.
Be
yeah.
Because accounting rules, it's on the ground, it's charged
yeah.
that year.
Are you fairly sure about that figure?
That's the one they sent me.
Who sent you?
Randy.
That's pretty low for a fire truck.
Yeah, they said if they did a purchase order, they could hold that price and it's fixed to increase again. So that's why they want to be able to do it within a certain window to be able to order it.
Wasn't the last one about 800,000?
Uh-huh. It was higher.
It also might be a different. I mean,
it is a different
style of
it
truck.
It is. It's it's not the same that they got last time.
Does he have a proposal?
Yes.
Paper proposal.
Yes, I have it. I have it saved on my computer.
Okay.
And then Barry snuck this one on me, the great all.
Yes, we have two great alls again. They are both limping along.
So if it is a high priority, we'll see what we can do in that same year with the fire truck, but we'll have to look at that. Because this is general fund. And then we had an excavator for a track hoe out there on his radar.
Okay, general fund.
Yes, yes. I gave you a utility a while ago with the Vactor. And that's actually being funded in this budget year I'm putting together. And then airport just has some kind of tug.
Why would the general fund pick those last two items up? They're street improvements, really, aren't they?
Which ones?
The Great All and the track hoe.
This is general fund.
Yeah, he said, why would it be general fund?
Oh, why?
Street and bridge.
Street and bridge is under
general fund. Street and bridge is under general fund.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, what about the street sweeper?
It's being funded now.
This year?
Yes, this year. Okay. With a tax note.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
That whole list of things.
Mm-hmm. I brought that list in case y'all asked what all that was.
We took that list and we took about a third of it and said we're going to purchase it.
And I have
the other two thirds we were going to
lease.
Rent, yep. Lease, mm-hmm. Whatever. Okay. But that's all this year.
And I built in some leasing dollars in the budget.
But should some of those things that we said we were going to lease, should they not show up here to purchase?
To purchase?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing a capital lease. I'm just leasing them.
Yeah.
A capital lease means we're going to own them eventually. That's not how I understood it.
He's saying, should we buy?
Either. I'm just wondering, you know, if we have high usage for those things, we may want to buy them.
Well, we'll be able to. I guess we have it in a leases and rentals location in the streets department budget. So if we see that number really creeping up, we have it in one line item, we can really look at that information and see if it's better to purchase. But we won't know till we start doing it.
Yeah, so maybe too early to put in there.
But I do have it, and it's a line item all by itself called leases and rentals, and it's under the street department budget. And you'll see the new budget amount we put in there when we look over the budget together.
So there could well be some things here that we're going to add to this sheet.
It could be.
Once we get a little experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Barry would say we probably will. Okay.
Okay.
Help me understand, on the bottom of these, you have the sources of funds, and you may have already explained this. I apologize if you have. Number 8 under sources of funds, it's operational savings, reserves. And you got the $300,000 on there. You've got those on some of these others. But wouldn't that be operating?
It depends if I'm pulling it from the fund balance or I'm pulling it from the direct operating. If I'm pulling it for some savings of the operating or I'm pulling it from direct. I'll have to really see if this is something that the operational savings will have. We'll have some money built up in the reserve. We hope we have a little bit by then that can just fully fund that track hoe. The tax note is the idea behind, we know we're doing a tax note for the fire truck or a capital lease. I say tax note, I need to move it to a capital lease. We're gonna do a capital lease on that. And so at the same time, it's either we're gonna put them together on the same capital lease, or we may have some savings by the end of the year.
So basically betting on the come, right? For those savings. Okay.
I need it for the 5-year. I didn't want to get so bogged down with how I'm funding it, because right now I'm just trying to get some input, but I just start playing around with how I'm going to fund these things. Okay. But I will be refreshing and looking at those when I bring back the 5-year to really feel like if this is coming from an operational reserve, or we're going to be able to take it right out of the operating budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, Scotty, we're going to need to, in order to commit that fire truck, doesn't council need to vote on that?
Before you're going to vote on the capital plan?
No.
Before we actually put the PO? Yes. Yes, we will.
We better get that in, hadn't we?
He's not planning on actually ordering that, I guess, till October. Let me think about that. He wanted to order it by, I can't remember if it was October or December, his pricing.
Well, Randy knows.
So yes, we will
know what it's going to take to lock that price. That's
I have it in my notes. I can't remember the exact date he was trying to tell me he needed to order it by, but it's not. I know it's not by September, but he needs to get it ordered. I can't remember if it's October or by December. that we're rolling into. I'll find out.
We'll just keep making note of that.
But we will. It'll come back through y'all before we do some purchase like that.
We just need to get...
Or do some ordering, I should say.
If there's going to be a price increase, we sure want to get it before that happens.
Right.
Because I don't, for me, that looks like a low price.
They're running a special.
Special.
We have a coupon.
Coupon. That's right.
It's a Groupon.
I would love that.
Price increases in January. Okay.
You just never know.
Yeah. So it has to be ordered before January, Scotty. The price increases in January.
Oh, it is? Okay.
So.
And you knew that?
That's a long time to sit on it.
And a little.
That one knows it. Okay, I have it in my file, but I can't remember. I'm like, who told you?
Little secret weapon.
He could see. So I could see him doing
so
this.
It's by, so it changes in January.
Changes in January.
Okay. So it was like December. Okay. All right. Got that in my notes. Alrighty. Did y'all have any from the other day? I did add the debt sheet in here. This is a simple debt sheet for you. There's a lot more complicated debt book. You can surely have a copy of it if you want it. But if you like the simple form, I gave you this. This is principal interest. It also has the fund on top. This is the fund that supports it. Okay. And if it's shared by a fund, I put the percentage that general fund pays on the debt and what utility pays on the debt. But this is total principal and interest payments. And it starts with the next fiscal year is where I started it from. Because this is something that would go in the budget book as well. We put this in the back of the budget book for people's information, along with some charts and things like that. And plus, then we put each issue. But I thought this is a simple one to look at. So you can kind of really just see at a glance.
This just comes right out of the audit, doesn't it?
I have a debt book from our I have a bond debt book. But I do put this in the audit as well.
Yeah.
It's in the back of the statistical section.
See if I read this right. The next year, 2019, we're going to...
Annual debt service right there.
We're going to get rid of $2.7 million.
No.
No.
No, we're getting rid of, yeah, just...
Well, yeah, if you make the payment, it drops our... It takes that payment off.
No, yeah. It's all the way across.
That's the debt service, the annual debt service, but after 19,
oh,
this falls
these
off.
Continue.
Yeah,
and yeah, so all those
it
continue.
Drops down.
This lowers the number. But we do have, again, the 2009 dropping off,
that's
2013
nice.
Not dropping off. That's good news.
Yes. That's nice.
Yeah.
Especially 2009. Mm-hmm. Because that has been supported. That is supported actually out of M&O. And once this goes away, M&O will be free of that debt, that's your maintenance operations. And this is going to help build our reserve. It's going to help us fund projects. And so that's some good news. This was one of the debts we need to get off.
Yes. Yeah, get that tax note.
Yeah.
Which is
not going to impact us at all next year, the way we structure the debt.
We're around about $24 million in debt.
Yes. Citywide.
Is our budget, bottom line, would you say our budget for next year is going to be up 3%, 4%, 10%, flat?
I have it pretty level.
Yep. So
I'm actually having to grow a little bit, but it's not too much.
So what does it all add up to, about 30 grand? Or 30
overall,
million?
Yeah. General fund's right at 14.7, I think. 14.
That's the general fund.
General, but everything citywide.
So we're a little bit less than a one-to-one debt to revenue. Now
you've highlighted this. Before we move on, you've highlighted these two: 2025 and 2028. What's the? You wanted us to see those.
Oh, I just wanted to see when that debt was falling off. Because sometimes when you see these big payments fall off, you can say, "Well, does the city want to do a bunch of projects at one time and do another bond issue, or do we want to hold ourselves?" But you really need to look at the fund that's supporting it. So if the public utility fund, that big one drop off, you go, yeah, that might be a good year to do something. General fund, just because these drop off, we really need to look at the whole picture. We might want to hold off, build our reserve, pay as we go, and look down the road a little more for bond issue on that. Get ourselves healthy where we want to be.
I've asked you this before, and I know you've answered it, but we're running a high cash reserve in the utility fund. How are we going to spend that down?
We just drew it down. I don't, utility, David, if you go to utility, or look on your utility sheet, on the very bottom, I'm pulling that reserve to fund all these projects. On the last page of your utility sheet, there's three pages. I think you have three pages.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the back page, and you'll see where I am. And that's the exact number, actually. I was pulling the utility budget real quick, because I have it complete.
Last page there.
I don't know if I have it with me.
Under the green.
And of course, I do not have that budget. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, and that's a $9 million budget this year.
Keep going. Okay, I wasn't sure.
The utility.
We're spending a lot of that now. I mean, we're tapping into that now.
So I'm tapping into it.
Is that okay?
No. Is there more underneath?
What are we buying?
All the stuff. All these capital items.
The capital items that we talked about.
All these capital items I plugged in.
Keep going.
If you look at the bottom, I'm doing $1.2 million of reserve to fund it.
Okay.
This year.
This next budget we're moving into.
The 1.226.
Now, there could be some money to, in this capital plan, I put there to dip into our savings at 1.2 million. That's the exact figure I have in that utility budget right now.
Yeah, I got it.
Plan on spending down a lot of that reserve to do these projects.
All right. I'm going to wait one more year. But, how did we build that reserve? And are we being too conservative on our revenues or our expenses? I mean, we built that reserve up. So what the evidence would suggest that we're going to build that reserve again next year.
You can spend it down, but there should be something.
I
don't want to say this.
My philosophy is actually they stopped the practice, but I believe on setting your rates to fund as much depreciation as you can to do these projects. And that is how I used to budget. And that's how I budgeted Port Lavaca. And we were a lot of pay-as-you-go, but we had our depreciation number in there. Now, you don't want to know what your depreciation number is. It's probably over a million or more.
I think we saw that last year, didn't we?
But I used to actually have that as a placeholder. I actually put that figure in my budget. Because what does that do? When I put $1 million depreciation hold in my budget, it's a non-cash item. So at the end of the year, $1 million goes to the bottom. But as soon as I would put that $1 million in, Public Works has a big project to do. So I may be putting in and pulling it out, but it shows what I'm doing. It shows I'm working to build my rates to cover, and you should, the cost depreciation.
And you absolutely should do that.
And when you do that, you have that money, and they have a project.
So why don't
we're not scratching our heads. We're like, let's put it towards that. They may use it as fast as I build it, but at least I have a plan. But at least I have a plan of how I'm funding those projects. And that's usually that's what I did for years. Now, I did it here and started doing it here, but it was removed. And they stopped that practice at some point. I don't know. Sometime in history, it was stopped.
Has that fund been pretty strong since y'all have been?
No. No. It's been okay, but not this strong. We've accumulated a lot of money. Here's what I'm worried about. Two things. One, I'm worried about we're going without when we shouldn't be. And I'm also worried that we're going to make a decision to increase utility rates again. And I don't want a bunch of money sitting in cash reserve and doing that. We got to be able to sell this story. You know, we increased taxes last year, and we increased utility rates across the board. And then in our budget, we showed a flat cash reserve. you know, and we're going to have some.
I think okay? I bounced a little bit in depreciation, but yeah.
So showing the depreciation makes all kinds of sense for a fund like this because mm-hmm. you have depreciation. You're going to have to be replacing these grade alls and, right. you know, stuff that goes bad over time. So I think that's a normal way of doing it.
And I think when the water rate study was done, it's probably getting close to where we might want to review it again because a lot of things have changed. The capital plan has changed and everything. But I was looking at the water rate study with Barry the other day, and so you have all these assumptions you put in, you know, you put in for everything, but you mainly, a big thing is your capital plan. So, you know, they had where you need to do these regular rates to help support your capital, and that was the whole reason for it. It could have just been a delay of a project that made the reserve build real fast when your plan project that was delayed and went across fiscal years and things like that.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
But I'm just saying, but you know, if I'm watching it, I'm not going to let a reserve bill that we're going to have. We've got plenty of capital projects, as you know, that need to be done in the utility. Lots of projects, and we go after every grant we can. I mean, Barry and Marla are real on top of the grant process, so they are after every grant possible, and they don't let a cycle go by without going after the grant, which is very much appreciated because mm-hmm. it's constantly. And we may not have built in because we don't know, but typically some of this may end up being funded by a grant that we put on for utility. And then we can go and then cash fund something that's not funded by a grant. But the thing is I had $300,000 actually this year depreciation, but as the other capital projects kept rolling in and the needs and everything, I crunched back down until I have a very little figure in there now. But I showed in a note the figure of what your depreciation is so you could see that. So if our philosophy is moving that way, it's my philosophy, I will like to start building in a silly creep up. I'm actually starting to fund depreciation in there. And that way we know it's going to the bottom and I know what I can fund next year. I know what I'm doing with building that reserve, strategically building the reserve in water and sewer.
That's a normal way of doing things. Mm-hmm. So I support it 100%. When do we think we're going to have to drill a new water well? Either to replace one that we've got or to expand.
We very talked
that's
about
one.
That.
Yeah,
she's
digging. Yeah, the next one would be a new water plant on the east side. And I was talking with somebody today. Because right now we have
Is it in here?
Yeah. It's in the budget too.
It's right
at the bottom.
Yeah.
There is a new water plant for the east side because right now we have the 12-inch main that runs out, and if that main has a break, it's not double-fed anywhere out there on the east side. So, and that's where we need the water pressure, the increased water pressure as well on that east side. So all the development is
24 and 25. Is that what we're looking at?
24 and 25.
24, 25.
3.9. Mm-hmm. We have been exploring grant opportunities to get that. Low budget loans through Texas Water Development Board, trying to find a way to fund that project. And if we get the money, if we can figure out a way to fund it earlier, definitely. But
so
there's some design associated.
We don't think we're going to have to recomplete any of our existing wells.
We did that recently. We did a good workover on several of the wells. That was a couple of years ago. And so we're pretty good shape with them right now. The new one is going to be the immediate need, the most immediate need.
In the wastewater treatment plant
2021.
And that would be for engineering. And I think Barry had that in there, wouldn't he?
And some of the engineering falls under a different fund and may not be shown on there. Correct, Scotty?
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's a bell plant.
Which ones are we talking about?
The wastewater treatment plant. Doing the engineering to expand the wastewater treatment plant.
He has a lot of them where he puts engineering, if it's a phased in thing where he has to have it in here, in what year, I'm not sure if he, and then we also have engineering just in our utility budget to start some engineering on some projects that's under an engineering line item. But if we know it's dedicated and we know it's going to be soon for a capital, we would have it embedded in this capital plan here. I just don't, because we like the big engineering you saw on the water. Mm-hmm. He put phase one was 400.
400.
Is that just the engineering?
That's just for that line extension.
That's a big amount.
Yes.
For engineering.
Replacement.
Yeah.
But it's almost a $3 million project as well. I mean, it's You're along Fifth Street that's fully developed the entire distance. And
what do you mean just for
it's a big project.
And that's about,
but I know you gotta look at the big picture of how big the project is, I know, but you know, when I first looked at it, I'm thinking, oh, what pipe are you in? Oh, that's just engineering. Oh.
Mm. You get nothing but paper for it.
Okay.
How are we doing on time? We good?
We're good.
It is.
Oh, yeah, we're real good.
We got another hour and
I don't know if I can talk that long.
You get to 2040, so.
Hey, just on the, are we finished with this? Are y'all ready? Like, my plan is looking at the budget calendar. I can probably send you something early to start looking at the five-year plan, but I thought maybe between, if you look at, y'all have something, a calendar y'all can look at on your phones or something? July 12th is our next meeting after this one. And at that meeting, the CDC wants to come and do their budget at a workshop. And I had originally thought maybe I would bring in, and he asked about it, but I don't know if y'all really need this, but Ron Cox is just gonna wrap up the end of what we came out of the last two things, real short and sweet, not long. And then I thought that I would have the Bay City Works document with all the information all put together. I haven't had enough time to get all the information I wanted to in the Bay City Works document yet.
I'm not gonna be here on the 12th.
Okay.
I'm just not that really.
So the only thing we really have going on for sure on this 12th meeting is CDC will be here presenting their budget at the workshop, and I'm not sure yet about, do y'all feel like y'all want any more wrap up from the strategic planning thing, or would y'all like me just to put together the Bay City Works docket myself from what I've gathered? All I'm doing is making an annual implementation plan. I'm turning in what was called the formal Bay City Works, and I'm trying to view that as the annual strategic plan document, the action plan. So your budget has all the individual budget business plans, you know, and that's the same thing I gave you the other day to kind of start looking at. This is actually going to be in everybody's,
yes,
in the big budget book that's put together at the end, but we recapped it on a summary for you. Jennifer put this together so you wouldn't have to, you know, so you could just kind of look at what people are kind of putting in their business plans. So this is kind of like their one-year action plan. These are the things that the department head says, this is what we're working on. And they also, in their plan, you don't see it right here, but they show you, maybe a part of it, they show you the strategic focus or the Vision 2040 element they're trying to go towards. So whether it's efficient or effective governance or infrastructure, or they're tying their goals to it. Well, this is the same kind of thing that we probably put kind of like in our Bay City Works document. And we could adopt it as a council, you know, something that you like the one-year action plan. But I was going to kind of convert that document to kind of tie into the overall Vision 2040, but it's like a one-year implementation or a strategic plan.
Your question.
What'd you have in mind? You asked a question, didn't you?
It was Ron Cox.
Well, Ron Cox was going to think about coming to... He was, well, we're not going to pay any extra to come. He just was going to kind of try to tie up the loose ends. We never got to kind of be together. And he's, you know, and like all of us together. And so he's just
like
going to kind of...
the department heads and...
Like all of us, yeah. All, the department heads, all of us. Just, hey, this is the things we've gathered from it. And he was going to kind of, have a little recap. Just to refresh our minds. And then from there, I was going to probably have to be at this meeting, but I could pass out the Bay City Works if I could kind of get my stuff together. And then later on, if we wanted to adopt the Bay City Works document as part of the... budget process or some time before we adopt the budget, it could be something good to do, or I can just kind of give you what I have.
My thoughts on that is, mm-hmm. if that's part of the package of him coming and talking to us, he met with the staff, mm-hmm. the directors, mm-hmm. and then us. I mean, why not, you know, have him come in, okay. and tie it in, and that way.
But if it costs more, we don't want to.
What they communicated to him, he can you know, of course, because we weren't involved with it.
Yeah.
So I think
we could all hear what he has.
Facilitator.
Everyone could hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
In one setting.
Yeah. So let's think about a date here. July 12th sounds like it may just be July 12th may just let the CDC come and do their budget, kind of get that out of the way. And I'm not sure if she's going to bring Main Street at the same time, but I think she just wants CDC. But Jessica would be here as well. And then July, I thought of a date right in between like July 19th possibly, bring y'all, do y'all want me to go ahead and bring the full 5-year capital plan and we'll be like pretty firm and done?
I'm going to be gone.
On the 19th?
It's the following Thursday is what I was thinking.
We should plan our vacations all at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's at 7, I can be here. If it's before 7,
yeah,
I can.
Yeah, you know what? On the 19th, I have something to do,
it's
too.
It's the rotary. Oh. The mixer.
Okay, yeah. The only other, the next time for a capital plan would be like, again, if y'all like these ones on the same night as council meetings, you don't want me to try to pick a day before so we're not so jumped up in front of council. How do y'all?
I'm open for whatever.
I would rather break it up.
I mean, than having it all in one day. Especially if we're having to start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because really, this is a good, I don't think the 5-year capital is going to take much. It's be more of a presentation. Yeah, you've all kind of listened. They're going to be a PowerPoint. We'll have on the screen.
I got you.
And it's probably not going to take very long.
The problem is getting everybody together. You know, it's vacation time. And we know when the council meetings
are. Vacation? We'll get vacation.
And this capital plan ain't going to take that long. Let's do it on a workshop before the meeting on the 26th.
Okay. So the only other thing I'd like to bring at that workshop, if it's, you think, make sure it's not too much for you. I just want to have a chance for outside organizations. You know, those few we fund.
Yeah.
We have EAC. We have if Mitch comes up for if you want him for Civic Center
Chamber,
and then we have senior citizen.
You see it.
And then there's King, James King. So those are different outside ones we actually fund, different ones I can, or museum.
Right.
So do you actually want them actually here or just what their proposals were and just put them, I'll have that spreadsheet here and it shows what their request is and I can have it all in the packet and.
Let's just, I don't think we need to have them here.
No.
Let's just have them, just have
I will,
the request
like I did
with the packet.
Last time. Yeah. Last time I just put what their funding request was and what I put in the budget and what would y'all like to do.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Is that good?
Yes.
When are we ready to do this?
26 before our meeting.
Okay, so that's the only thing I'd like to get away that night. If we're gonna put the capital plan there and the outside organizations and hotel motel, I'm gonna get those done.
Could we do it in an hour and a half instead of an hour? So that way we could do it at 5:30 till 7 instead of 5. That way Crystal won't be quite as, does that sound good to you, Crystal? Not quite as rushed.
Okay.
And that's in a workshop setting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we may wanna let them know when it is because if they're here and they wanna, you know, if we have questions, they may can explain that. My thoughts, you know, it may be beneficial for them to be here because I have questions on some of them.
It's the same stuff over and over again, Jason.
Okay.
He hasn't been here
they
for
don't, a while. Yeah, I haven't been here, but and they weren't here
Call
last
them.
Year. That's fine. I just thought I'd share my 2 cents.
Well, it is open, so if they, and a lot of them know when the outside organization, some of them know from the letters that when we sent out, we'll say we'll be looking at these around this time. So they could show up, I'm just saying. But I will have the format like I've got one and I'll have all the requests behind it. So we'll do hotel, motel, outside organizations, and the capital plan, and we'll try to get that taken care of at the July 26th workshop. Okay. That gives
Thanks.
Me a lot of little breathing room there. And Ron Cox, I don't know where I am on that one now. What was the decision on that? Possibly bring him in.
Jason says he'd like to have him come in and do it.
So
I don't care.
I think you said, I mean, I guess the only time to have them come in is the 12th. Beforehand.
I think it's going to be really hard to squeeze it in.
Well, and if, you know, again, if you can or if we can't get all together. But my thinking on that is, you know, he heard firsthand as an outside source of what, you know, what our concerns were and what our you know, accomplishments were, as well as the directors and employees, so you know, it would put us on the same page from an outside.
I'll get with him and think about a time because I really wanted to have the Bay City Works so I could put together a nice format before I brought him in, so y'all kind of see how it's all kind of merged and put together. And I would be real crunched for time, so I'm going on vacation next week to have something for y'all. And I'd really
do it August 9th.
So let me just
try and do it August 9th.
I'll try to figure out I'll look at some dates and get back with y'all on that. Did y'all have, when you look through here, if you do have any feedback from any of the discussions of anything you felt like it just completely left off our radar on our business plans or something that you would like us to look at for next year, let me know. There's a lot, so they have a lot of good stuff they're doing and working towards. Just if you see, you're like, I thought this is something that's in our Vision 2040 or something that just hadn't been touched on.
I'm sorry, I missed
it. I think there's somebody, I think that when we did the Vision 2040 update, there was a lot of things that have been done that we just didn't realize that really followed the plan. There's a lot of action items that were on the plan that was complete, then a lot of action items that weren't on the plan that are complete that still geared towards the overall vision of that plan. So here's some more things they're planning on doing next year. If you see anything or wonder why something's not on here, if you will, just zap me an email if there's something that you thought, oh, is this something that could fit in there? I'll get to with the appropriate department head and just look at it to see if something. I don't know if money will be tied to it or not of what that is, but typically money is tied to it. So just let me know if there's anything you want me to look at.
Perfect. Looks like I have to run. I have a work engagement.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm finished.
Thank you.
Okay.
So we break.
Suffer along the option.
Yeah. Yeah, push along. Now y'all probably get some stuff.
Did you have another one of those 2019?
Anything else? Anybody?
Wrong file.
Which one?
The 2040 goals right there.
Oh, this one?
What about it?
You can have mine.
I misfiled mine. Oh. Find it.
Are you guys ready to adjourn?
Is there anything else, Scotty?
Anything else we need to talk about?
That sounds good to me. Move to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Okay.
You didn't have to move.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Marla.
I'll make sure my husband talks to my uncle because Uncle came out a little tough for you.
And he's calling me. I got everything in the budget. But I put.
Do we need to turn this off?
Health insurance.
Do we need to turn this off?
Oh, please do.
Put in a 2.5%
Just pause it.
Just stop.